there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
First, let's get to the situation with Kevin Durant. I talked about on Friday, just for a recap for everybody, how with Jonas Knox was filling in for you, how KD's worst nightmares come into pass. Because this narrative that has followed him for the past few years, even as he's been tremendous as a basketball player, has been that he went to the best team in the league. A team that didn't need him anyway, and people feel like his rings are a little cheapened. You know, I mean, that's not me only, or me period. That's Walt Frazier came out and said, there's a mental asterisk by KD and how great he is in those rings. And, you know, several players around the, Enes Kanter was on our show, said among most players, that's how dudes feel.
Or at least some, no doubt.
Right, right. So that was what we talked about Friday. That went out on social media, and KD, yeah, I don't even call it a clapback, but he just tweeted out something to the effect of, really, buddy, that's the worst thing that could happen? you know, playing it the literal card.
Right, I understand. Right.
And of course, it's not the worst thing that happened. A death
definitely.
In the family, you know, some type of crime that you are victimized
right.
by or whatever. And even on the court, a career injury, there are a lot of worse things that can happen. But it's a figure of speech. You understand. People understand what I was meaning. And then today, I explained on Undisputed what happened. And I talked about, you know, they asked me about that clap back, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about my relationship with KD to give some background and how he's gone at me before privately. A lot of time, not all the time, few times when I say something wrong that he doesn't like, he would hit me on DMs, direct messaging, Instagram or Twitter.
I only thought guys used that for females, so I'm wrong.
Well, he was sneaking in my DMs.
All right. I'm just saying.
He was sneaking up in a brother's DMs. And we would then have a text conversation. I look back at him today, and we had three conversations within the last year that lasted over 5 hours. You know, we're not texting for 5 hours straight.
No, like as you go on,
the continual conversation.
Right. You might have something
over
to do,
5 hours.
Right. I get it. Right.
And I remember what I was doing in those days, you know, why it took so long, but 5 hours. And we discussed a lot of things. Lifestyle, just life in general, media, coverage and things like that, basketball and faith. Yeah. And we do share a common faith in Jesus Christ. And that would enable, like, he came at me hard a couple times because he didn't like what I said on TV. But as we talk things out, our common faith would enable us to come to an understanding. Even if we disagreed with each other, we agreed to disagree. Or, you know, it was an understanding. It was cordial. It was cool. And so that's what I said on television today. And KD responded. We put that out on social media, of course. And he responded with cap, 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 cap. Because young guys, can y'all help me? That means lying, apparently. Yeah, I wasn't sure what that meant. But I took it like he busting caps in my story, like shooting it down or
that's
whatever.
That's what I thought it was.
So I tweaked that, and he said, "You don't have my number, man." And so I tweeted back. So, again, he's playing the literal card.
But you said that you didn't say that you called him.
I said
him,
texting.
But it was on the – it was
texting, but through Instagram or
right,
Twitter.
Right.
Because it was on one somewhere
but,
on Twitter, somewhere on Instagram.
I know what he's saying. He's just being right.
He's being literal.
Right.
And so – my thing, I tweeted back, Instagram DMs, Twitter DMs, texting, it's all the same to me. It's all the same nowadays. Don't even act like I'm lying.
Right.
And what I would point out is if you look at his tweets both days, no denials. He didn't come out and say we didn't talk or we didn't text. We didn't communicate.
He just said you didn't have his number.
Right. And I do actually have a number for him. It's an old number. I'm sure, you know, these dudes change numbers all the time. So I'm sure it's not updated. But I do have a cell number for him that he gave me at some point in time. So that's the real deal. That's the story. I am not going to be petty and put out screenshots of these DMs.
I would be disappointed if you did that anyway.
It's petty, number
one. You don't
need
to do that.
It would shoot down not only KD, I would not disrespect him like that, but it also would disrespect the other people that I communicate with privately.
I wouldn't communicate with you
right,
again.
Right.
I wouldn't if you
and
did
so,
that. You don't have to do that.
No. So, I mean, look, common sense, like you said, why in the world would I go and make up a story like that on national television?
It doesn't make
if it
sense.
Wasn't true.
It doesn't make
and
sense.
Again,
and again,
Katie didn't
believed.
Even deny that we haven't talked.
All the people that I heard from today all said the same thing. There's no way Chris would make up a story like that. Everybody. Because it doesn't make sense. It just
even
doesn't.
If you're that type of person, it's dangerous. Like, it makes no sense
to
whatsoever.
Put that out there, right?
Right.
Because then if they were to find out, your career would be in jeopardy,
right?
If you made up that you're talking to KD and you've never had a conversation with
and
them.
Not only,
am I right?
Right. Not only from a lack of credibility standpoint, but the network.
No, Fox would
and
be.
And rightly so. And FS1 would be like, did you actually go on our air and just tell a bold-faced lie?
You would hear from Don and Scott, too.
And right here, too.
Right here.
And rightly so.
No, no doubt
rightly
about
so.
It. You can't do that.
And let me say this about Kevin Durant. I still, now he questioned my credibility. I don't like that. Okay? I am a credible reporter. When I've made mistakes or been wrong, I've admitted it. All right? So I'm a credible reporter. I don't like him questioning my credibility.
Hey, when that day comes for me and I make a mistake, I'm going to admit it as well.
That said, I do not dislike KD. I do not hate KD. If he DM me or hit me again, we would talk it out.
Let's get him on the show.
When I see him, I love to talk it out.
We should get him on the show.
Yeah, I'll hit him on the DM. A lot of times he don't respond, but I'll hit him on there.
We want him on the show.
And see if he'll come on the show. But the players, I get it. Because I always try to put myself in another person's shoes. And I understand. Our job, Rob, and Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp and Stephen A. Smith, like all our jobs, we critique athletes.
That's what we do.
Positive or negative. We're analysts. And sometimes a guy might not like it. And I get it. If I was in their shoes and a guy was saying stuff about me that I didn't like and he comes up to me and shaking my hand, I could get why they might be mad. Because a lot of them don't understand the intricacies of our job.
No.
Journalism, you know
no,
what I mean?
Right.
They think,
we're cool,
so it's going to be...
Right, or we're here for the team.
Right.
I keep telling these guys, dude, you guys winning or losing doesn't affect me. I hate to break it to you.
Right.
Yeah, but you work for the New York paper, the Detroit paper. You shouldn't be ripping the Lions.
Right.
They stink.
Some of the teams
you guys
think that
stink.
Too. Right, right.
I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
And so I still have no problem with Kevin Durant. I still respect him and hope the best for him as a person and as a player. And so it's all good. That's the deal. That's the story. And you know, Rod, look, we've been in this business
for what, 104 years combined?
Over 30. I'm close to 30
right.
or something like that. This comes with the territory.
We know it.
We've had run-ins with athletes before.
Trust me. I've had them.
Yeah, it happens. And again, they have a right to get it off their chest. But let's move on and be adults about this situation.
No doubt about it. And when you see him, you don't run from people.
No,
like,
no,
I used
no.
to be it all the time. I would go write a bad column, you know, a tough column on somebody, show up the next day.
Yep.
I'm not going to get in your face and go, did you read
what I wrote?
Right.
What?
You going to write? No. But I would make myself available
right.
so if he wanted to step to me, he could say something. Do you know?
Yep, yep.
And I remember once doing that. I wrote a really tough column about Sparky Anderson, the late great manager of the Tigers. And I showed up the next day, and Tony Phillips was at the batting cage. And he was like, he turned around, he saw me, he goes, you got some big ones to show up here today. He said, after what you did to Skip in the paper? And I was like, he goes, but I respect it.
Right,
he goes,
right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
I respect it.
Right.
He said,
right.
I don't know if I agree with what you wrote, but I respect
right.
that you are here.
Yep.
And you do.
It comes with
right?
the territory.
And if Sparky wanted to rip on me, I would stand there and
so
take
did
it.
So did you?
No,
did
Sparky
you,
saw me, but he didn't say anything.
He never said anything?
Nope, he just let it go.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Some interesting news came out today. So here's how things have worked for the playoffs. The first round, the ratings were down.
Down, up.
Big. Second round, the ratings were up 20% over last year, which was great. And the third round, the Eastern Conference Finals at least, the ratings for the East are down 48%. From last season, and they are calling it the LeBron effect or the lack of LeBron effect.
I don't think.
Let's hear from our buddy Rob Parker, who was sticking out his chest.
What are you talking about?
Wiping the dust off his shoulders last week.
That wasn't dust. That was dandruff.
Here's his microwave take on the playoffs without LeBron.
Time to reheat an old hot take that's gone cold.
Hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
It's Microwave Take with the Odd Couple.
I'm going to predict that the ratings will actually be up in the postseason without LeBron. I think that people have had enough LeBron. This is going to be refreshing. It's going to be different.
Stop it.
I'm telling you, this is going
to
be.
You're trying to make a hot take.
It's not a hot take.
I believe that.
I believe.
The NBA is better off that LeBron James is not in the playoffs.
Yes.
Are you really saying that?
After 8 years of going to straight years to the finals,
ridiculous.
This is going to be good, Chris, for the NBA.
That's enough.
And
I was feeling for Rob as we were just listening to it.
What are you talking about?
Mercifully, stop it. Mercifully.
First of all, I was right because the second round was up.
That's one round. That's not the whole playoff.
And here's the other part. This is where I'm going to give the NBA a break. And Chris, if you do some research and dig and not be so surfacey when it comes to a story, to write it out. See, 48% down, no LeBron. The reason the ratings are as down as they are. It's because one of the two teams playing in the Eastern Conference Finals, their ratings don't count. Canada doesn't count. That's why it's down that huge. It has nothing to do with LeBron.
You sure?
Yes.
Nothing?
They don't count.
Nothing.
In a way, the LeBron effect. No, it's north of the border. Their ratings do not count. So you can't have a team. You know, the biggest boosts come from the cities where you have teams playing. So for them not to count the numbers from Toronto hurts the ratings. That's why it's down big. It has nothing to do with LeBron. Stop it with the LeBron overkill. That's what you call journalism.
That is a good point. I give you that.
Can you give me that?
I don't know if it's true. I know it's true. I know it's true that the Toronto ratings don't count.
They don't count. Canada's
ratings.
But I
don't know if it's true.
No, they don't count,
Chris. That would impact the ratings.
No, that much.
This much. Like, maybe they'd only be down 20%.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
probably.
So they're still down, though.
But not 48.
Right.
I mean, that ain't no LeBron factor.
But they're still down 20% in the LeBron factor?
No, but not only that, but it's Milwaukee. I mean, let's be honest. It's a small market.
You should have taken that into account when you started running your mouth.
No, but I didn't know it would be Milwaukee. I didn't know it would be a small town like that.
Yeah, I know. You thought it would be Brooklyn. Yeah, we know that.
I didn't say that.
You said Brooklyn was going to beat Philadelphia.
I thought it would be Boston and Philadelphia. That would be two bigger markets in the United States. And I guarantee you the ratings wouldn't be 48% down. I guarantee you that.
So now you're just really killing yourself. You're really digging yourself a hole.
No.
Not only were you wrong about the LeBron prediction.
I wasn't wrong about LeBron.
You were
LeBron.
Also
I was
wrong
right.
about who was going to reach the Eastern Conference Finals. Not on one hand, but on both.
No.
And I caught you in a lie. Just like you reprimanded Magic Johnson yesterday when we caught him in a lie, you have been with the Toronto Raptors all season long.
I'm not.
Don't tell me you thought Boston and Philly were going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, I didn't say
that. You thought Toronto was going to the finals.
But I didn't know that Toronto. I didn't realize that the ratings would be suffered because of Toronto. But you're right.
You did.
I
did knew
pick.
That. You've
and
known
you know
that
what?
For years.
I'm going to DM KD right now on your outburst. Every time you act up, I'm going to just DM. KD.
That's a good one. I give you that one. But you, I caught you just like Magic.
No,
I caught
you didn't
lie.
Catch me like Magic.
You did. You do. Don't tell me you just found out. Oh, I just realized the Toronto ratings don't count.
But that's
You've
a big. That's a
that.
Big factor.
It's a factor. So maybe they'd be down 25%.
But not 48. 48 is it.
Speaking of which, what y'all think about Drake? Did you see Drake yesterday? He was going berserk.
What did I tell you?
They don't know how to act up there?
No, Drake, he's such a fanboy, it's almost embarrassing.
Well, he is. Does he have some ownership? They have a little...
I think he has some sort of bit piece,
what I mean. Not a lot, but maybe a... he's definitely an ambassador for the team.
He's an
honorary owner.
Ambassador
or
embarrassing?
Was massaging.
Which one is it?
He gave the head coach, Nick Nurse, a massage at one point. It was hilarious, but you got to cut that out.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we are still joined by NBA champion Kendrick Perkins. He's dropping the knowledge, so we're glad to have him. All right, Kendrick, we're going to move on to Kevin Durant, one of your former teammates. And all season long, people have been saying, and you know, I've talked to executives, players, coaches around the league, everybody is saying he's going to New York. And this week there were reports. Mark Stein wrote that the Clippers are really strongly in the hunt. Rich Kleiman, KD's agent, said that he has no idea yet where he's going. It's 100% wide open. And you, I know, have said on one of the shows on FS1 that the Clippers need to be in strong consideration for KD. So where do you think it stands as far as – I know none of us know exactly. If you had to rank, say, the top three in order of where you think he'll end up, what would you say?
I would have to say, in my order, I would have to say Clippers, Brooklyn, New York.
Wow. So Clippers number one.
Yeah. Brooklyn over the Knicks.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so tell us why.
Well, to me, I think, first of all, KD has always loved Doc Rivers, all right? He's always asked me questions about him, praised him. And in my opinion, the Clippers have done a complete turnaround as far as with their organization and their front office and stuff like that. And their franchise that, to me, if I'm KD, I would want to play for.
And you mentioned Doc Rivers. That might, other than winning the championship with Boston, that might have been his best coaching job this year.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Great.
Absolutely.
Great.
I mean, he had a wonderful year in Orlando, too, that year.
Right, when he was rookie of the year.
Right. Right.
Or coach of the year, I mean.
Right. But to, and Doc actually told me this. He said this was the second best team to his 08 team that he had this year. Wow. And he had fun coaching those guys. Mm. But think about it, man. It's, you have a winger that's in office, Lawrence Frank. You have the Jerry West, who's right there,
right.
too.
Consultant,
and
right.
Consultant, and you have a great owner who's invested into the team, let alone with Doc Rivers. You have Coach Rex. You have Sam Cassell.
Right.
Who's you have a nice coaching staff. And also, the team is not bad. And, I mean, and you're still in L.A., in a big market. And I think, to me, I would think, if I'm KD, I would really consider – that being one of my number one options.
Here's my thing, and that makes sense to me. It didn't sound like he's the Clippers are totally out of the realm of being able to land him. But Chris and I talk about this all the time. KD, because he went to the Warriors and they had already won a championship, and if he's able to go to the Knicks, who haven't won a championship since 1973,
mm-hmm.
and turn that around, He would get the cred of his entire career. Not only did he go to Golden State that already won, and he won two finals MVP and two championships, say, if right. they don't win this year. Say he won those two. But then to turn around a hapless organization that can't get it out of its own way over the last 35 years or whatever it's been, and to win a championship in New York
would be beautiful.
Would that not be an ending chapter to a guy's career?
Oh, absolutely. But I'm being realistic, but you know, you hear all the talks, right? So, you know, obviously guys don't know what Kawhi want to do, right?
Right.
But obviously he probably want to come back home and play in LA, right? Clippers might be a choice for him. But do Kawhi love being the superstar and love all the attention? I don't think so. So at the end of the day, you attract Kawhi, then KD may look and say, or you get KD, Kawhi come, that's a nice combo.
Do you have any idea how KD would feel about playing with Kawhi?
I think KD loves Kawhi. I mean, I think KD would be able to be the number one option and be that guy, and Kawhi could be number two and just play basketball and be the quiet Kawhi that we know.
Right,
he don't want
right.
to be a leader or that guy of a team. He just want to go out there and play basketball, go home, and mind his business. Well, Kevin Durant, you got the superstar in
right.
him, which Kawhi is coming into his own. But it still would be nice to see KD in New York with Kyrie Irving, so say. That would be beautiful, too.
Well, let me ask you this about New York, because we both worked in New York, covered the Knicks. And in New York, fans think the Knicks are like this huge brand, and they're the equivalent of the Lakers mm-hmm. and the Cowboys and the Yankees, and everybody wants to play for them. I grew up in the Midwest, and I'm like, the Knicks were nothing to me.
Right.
You grew up in Texas. Obviously, most players in the league didn't grow up in New York. Do players around the league look at the Knicks as some special? Like Rob was like, if you win it in New York, it's going to be bigger than anywhere. Do players in the league view it that way?
I didn't. To be honest.
No, like, I can understand why you didn't, because they've been bad for
right.
a long
but,
time.
But yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know, like, for example, they'd be like, oh, they're the Mecca of basketball, and like, oh, it's Madison Square
right.
Garden. And then, like, you get there and you like, this it? Like,
what? Now, wait a minute. You're going to diss Madison Square
but
Garden?
Hold on, you're right,
not,
Perk.
No,
Madison
no.
Square Garden is
Rob,
not
I'm
a
not
great arena.
Yes, I'm Madison Square Garden. I'm not going to sit
How?
Here as a New Yorker and act like Madison Square Garden is a dump, because it ain't no dump.
How's it great? They renovated it. That's made it nicer.
Yes, but through my years of playing there,
it wasn't renovated.
It was not the best place.
Madison Square Garden is where it's located, the energy of the city, all the other stuff that goes with it.
The players don't care where it's located.
No, but I'm talking about
the visitors.
For people who grew up, and it's a different era. I'm a lot older than you guys, especially
yeah, you.
You
are. Right.
I'm older than you.
Especially me,
and
too.
I'm not that much older than you. Let's not get crazy. But I'm older, and I can understand why people of late would just say because they haven't won anything. And I told you, 1973, but at one time it was a magical place where a lot of great things have happened. You go back to Willis Reed, and I'm talking, these are 70s. But there was a magic there. They used to beat the Lakers. You know what I mean?
Man, that was almost 50
I'm
years
ago. I'm telling you, it's from the 70s, not 50,
Here,
40 years ago.
Here's what I'll give you.
But I'm going to tell you.
And Perk, you can say
hey,
this
Rob,
as
look
a—
look at my face.
I'm looking. I know. I understand.
As a guy that played
y'all talking about
as
Memphis,
a visitor.
Like Memphis, FedEx Field and a FedEx Stadium and all these other dumps all over the country. I don't care if they're brand new. They got nothing going.
Oklahoma City's atmosphere is better than Madison Square.
Please, stop it.
Rob, right now. Today it is.
The fans.
Why? Because everybody wears the same color T-shirt.
No, fans are really, really loyal.
They ain't got nothing else to do there but eat whatever. That's all they got.
Movers
and shakers are at the Knicks game.
Well, this is the one thing that the Madison Square Garden has going for it. And you're right, they renovated it. It's not bad, but rappers and celebrities and actors in the front rows.
Yeah,
that's it though, right? That arena. You got all these state of the art arenas everywhere else.
Rob. Let's not. You cannot be biased, man.
I'm giving it to you because
I was like, so I never played in Madison Square Garden, right? So my first year in the league, I'm like, oh, we going to New York. I get to see Madison Square Garden, and I get there, and I'm like, what the hell?
Wait a minute. Did you ever play? Now, you're too young. You didn't play in the old Boston Garden, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No. Chicago. Well, your point.
I'm asking you.
No, all those old legends. The Forum?
The Forum was a dump.
The Spectrum in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Boston Garden, Chicago, they were dumps.
But at the end of the
day.
They were
all dumps. They was dumps. I covered games there.
They was dumps, but the Knicks cannot compare to the Lakers and Celtics.
Right,
they was
no, dumps. No, not winning-wise. I give
no,
you that.
No, but I'm saying, so they was winning in those dumps.
Yeah, but I'm saying those places.
Right, exactly. At least they were winning.
They was hanging banners in those dumps.
What were they doing in Madison Square Garden? After 1973, they didn't win anything.
No, but they went to the finals. Come on, they went a couple times. Don't act like they didn't go.
I mean, I know, you know, Hov, Jay-Z put on some good concerts.
You know that.
Like, yeah, I know.
Right.
Come on, man.
Ali Frazier.
The old Boston Garden, you know what they did once? This was a story, a true story. They put down a new parquet floor, like the waxing over the top of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
After they.
Whoa.
And this was like after a game, and then let it dry to put the stuff down. The next morning they came out, and rats were stuck all on the floor, and they had to redo it at the old Boston Garden. It was like rat infested. It was so bad. And the same thing, the old Chicago Stadium was a dump.
Yep.
I mean, Madison Square Garden has a lot more charm than that. I think you guys are selling it short. That's all.
Yeah, we are.
I had to push back. I'm from Jamaica, Queens.
Okay.
Just want you to know that.
So you meant your second choice was Brooklyn.
Right.
So
now that's a beautiful
tell
arena.
Me about that. Why you think KD be a good fit there?
Well, I think because, you know, it's great. I mean, you know, new
organization, right?
Nice market to be in. Why not?
How's he going to handle, because we talked about KD being sensitive. He been going back and forth with me on Twitter and all that. And I got love for KD. Like I said, we got love-hate relationship. But how do you think the New York media or any other place he may go, like that could be a problem for him is with the media? Just handling all the, you know, the attention and stuff?
No, I don't think so. Because KD is more intelligent than what people give him credit for. So, I don't think he's never been to a place where he had to deal with that type of media. So, I don't know what to tell you because, you know, playing in OKC, obviously small market.
Right.
Then go to state. He don't have to do the media by himself. He got four of the all-stars.
So that helps.
Help him. Right. Yeah. So I don't know how he handled it, but he's pretty strong.
I call him the Masote. You know, we always talk about the GOAT. I call him the Masote.
Why is that?
most sensitive of all time.
You think
KD is way for a guy to be that big of a star? Seriously, like he's a great player,
right?
Making a ton of money. I don't know if he's still with Taylor Rooks, the girlfriend or whatever. He got a beautiful girlfriend. He got everything going, and he's sitting worrying about tweeting some 25-year-old in his mom's basement who has 25 people on Twitter.
Listen,
like
but,
what is that?
But, because listen, this is what y'all have to understand, right? So. KD was in the shell for so long, and there's no knock on
in OKC.
Yes,
okay.
Because OKC, and it's not a knock on OKC because it's a first class organization, but you know, they mimic the Spurs. You know, Sam Presti is from San Antonio, they mimic the Spurs, so they run an organization where it's team first, not too much. Like, I done got called to Sam Presti office plenty of times about. My Twitter, what I tweet.
Oh, really?
What my wife then tweeted out. You
really?
Know? Yes.
That wife get in trouble too?
Yeah, so it's more so. So the KD that we're seeing now is just a KD that's he's finally being let out. So he's able to be kind of, you know.
KD.
Yeah, so it'll wear off pretty soon. But he's been. So for how long he was in OKC? 9 years? 8 years?
Yeah, nine.
So yep. For 9 years, he kind of was. I don't want to say in a straight jacket, but you know what I mean. He was,
yeah.
He couldn't be himself. So now he's able to speak out and do what he want to do. So this is why we're seeing this, KD.
But this is the only thing I don't understand. You know, as a guy, when you sign up to be a pro athlete, the media comes. It's just part of the job.
Right.
It really is. And I'm asking you as a former player. I don't understand why guys don't get it. They think that when they push back, it's against us. It's not really against us. We're just a conduit between the player and the fan.
Right.
So that's a disrespect of the fan when they don't want to talk. They think that we really care. We don't care.
Right.
We're there to do our jobs.
Absolutely.
And you know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
Really, you're not hurting me by not talking. But your fans out there that right. want to hear from you,
absolutely.
You're doing that to them, not to us. And I don't understand. I'm not saying that you got to agree. If you come out to your locker and talk for 2 minutes or 3 minutes and say, man, that was a bad game, put it on me or whatever, and you're done, I'm fine with that.
And I agree with you because this one thing that, you know, as being an NBA player or being a celebrity, it's certain things that you sign. This is what you signed
right,
up for.
Right.
So, for example, when I leave out my room, my house, or whatever the case may be, it's certain people that may say, oh, that's Kendrick Perkins. Can I get a picture? Can I get an autograph? I know this
You
coming.
Understand right, that.
I know right. this before I leave the house, so I'm already mentally prepared for anything that's about to come my way
right.
before I leave the house. And I think a lot of guys need to start approaching it that way, even with the media. Like, you got to expect this. Like, you got to take—
arguably the best player in the world.
Right.
And you know what, KG? Kevin Garnett told me something way long time ago. He was like, when you have a good game— and you go read the newspaper articles and you ready to address the media, the same way you have a bad when you have a bad game, make sure you keep that same energy.
No doubt about it.
And he told me that just like
yep.
that. And
yep.
he told me and Rondo that. He was like, you got hear the good, just like you could hear the good and take that, hear the
right.
bad and accept it and bounce back from it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.